In this bulletin, the federal government's income tax plan passes. The US to now keep families together at the US-Mexico border after Trump signs an executive order. And the first batch of countries through to the knockout stage of the World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Personal income tax cuts worth $144 billion have passed federal parliament in a major victory for the Turnbull government. Under the first of three stages in the plan, low and middle income earners will get tax relief of up to $530 a year from July the 1st, with benefits for people earning up to $200,000 to come into place in 2024. The entire package cleared the Senate today with the support of One Nation and Centre Alliance, while Labor and the Greens and the Independent Tim Storer opposed the plan. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott says he could vote against his own government to sink the National Energy Guarantee. Mr. Abbott has been campaigning to build a new coal-fired power station and is ramping up his efforts to change the coalition's energy plans. He and several other pro-coal MPs spoke up in the coalition party room on Tuesday, pushing for the National Energy Guarantee to focus less on emissions. At least one-third of the Nationals' party room is also opposed to the government's energy policy, including Nationals frontbencher Keith Pitt, who has serious concerns.
Obviously, the position is not yet settled. There is a draft or a discussion paper which is out, which will go, of course, to COAG for further discussions. This is an incredibly complicated, technical and difficult issue. But we must put the price of energy first and foremost and reliability second.
US President Donald Trump has signed an executive order to keep families together amid fury over separations of immigrant families at the US-Mexico border. Videos of children in cages and an audio tape of them wailing has sparked anger in the US from many, as well as condemnation from abroad. Under the order, immigrant families who illegally cross the border will be detained together and they'll be given precedence when it comes to immigration proceedings. But Mr. Trump has also reiterated his determination to shut down illegal immigration at the border.
We dealt with a lot of different problems. This is one that has been gone on for many decades. So we're keeping families together, and this will solve that problem. At the same time, we are keeping a very powerful border, and it continues to be a zero tolerance. We have zero tolerance for people that enter our country illegally.
Socceroos coach Bert von Marwijk isn't ruling out changes to face an opponent he rates as a better team than France. If the Socceroos lose against their match with Denmark tonight, they will exit Russia but win or draw and they'll remain a chance of advancing. Von Marwijk admits his side faces a challenge going up against the number 12 ranked side in the world.
The Danish, they're a strong team. They are number 12 on the world ranking. That says enough. They have a strong team, physical strong, very tall players. That's a weapon.
And now a look at today's weather across the country. A few showers for Perth and 20 degrees, partly cloudy in Adelaide, 15. Mostly sunny, 15 degrees also in Melbourne, in Hobart, partly cloudy in 13. In Canberra, much the same, 14. Partly cloudy in Wollongong and Newcastle, 17 degrees. Sydney, also cloudy in 18. Mostly sunny for Brisbane, 23 degrees. Partly cloudy for Cairns, 26. And fine weather for Darwin, a top of 32 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.